Greetings in Jesus' name on this 24th day of September, the year of our Lord, 2020. It's currently in the 50s outside on this tenacious Thursday morning, making the broadcast at 7:10 a.m. and rejoicing in the goodness of our God and the services that we had last night. My, what a time we had. I enjoyed preaching through Acts chapter number 5, and we are going in a series, verse by verse and passage by passage, through this great book of the Bible. And I appreciate the Lord and how He helped us, and the good crowd that we had in attendance, and the Spirit of God moving and stirring in our hearts and in our souls last night. Today I'm busy about the Father's business here in my home office study, then headed off to preach in a chapel at the Tri-City Christian School over in New Hampshire, and then back to play in the club championship at our local golf club, where I'll be trying to win the club championship for this year. Other activities are going on today, and we are encouraged about what the Lord is doing. The house project is continuing on. The trade school is continuing on. Our Christian Academy is continuing on. And we are trusting the Lord every step of the way, even in the midst of the coronavirus. We believe that God is able to take care of us. And we are trusting Him to take care of every need that we have. In your Bibles today, I would invite you to look with me in the great book of Proverbs, a book that I've read now for over 30 years every single morning, and I would encourage you to do the same. In Proverbs chapter 24 and verse number 3, the Bible says, "Through wisdom is an house builded." Now, let's think about not just the house, but let's think about the home, the house and the home. Through wisdom is a house builded. And so there are the physical components of this house. And through wisdom, that house is built. Now, I'm building a house. I started the second week of May and put the PT, we call it PT, but it's pressure treated, put the pressure treated 2x8s on top of a cement poured foundation on the second week of May. And we began to build upon that a foundation that we'd put into the ground. Technically, a year before last, I started the process of clearing the land, and I bought equipment. And what I do when I get on a project is I usually buy equipment and then use the equipment, then sell the equipment at the end of the project, and it ends up pretty much a wash. And instead of having to hire out all of it, I'm able to do it myself with a bulldozer and a backhoe and an excavator and a dump truck and all of those different things. I'm able to save money and steward God's resources in a way that would honor Him. And so through wisdom is a house builded. We've prepared, we've worked, and we've labored. And then now we've built on and built the walls out of 2x6s and put on 3 dormers and a cupola up on top. Actually 4 dormers, a full dormer and 3 partial dormers that are 8 feet wide and with 8-12 pitch off of a 12-12 pitch. And then the cupola on top. Yeah, a lot of wisdom. Through wisdom is a house builded. Now let's think about our spiritual house. Let's think about the house of God. Through wisdom is a house builded. We ask God to show us what He would have for us to do at our local churches and seeing the house of God built. We ask God to give us wisdom about the preaching and wisdom about the teaching and wisdom about the singing and wisdom about the choir music and wisdom about all of the different activities that are going on in the church. Through wisdom is an house builded. We ask God to give us wisdom about the coronavirus. What are we going to do? Do we meet? Do we not meet? Do we Zoom? Or do we do video? Do we do audio only? What do we do? We ask God for wisdom. Through wisdom is an house builded. And we begin to just seek the Lord about these things. And He says, by understanding, it is established. And so the Lord gives wisdom and He establishes things by understanding, and we must learn that it's through wisdom is an house builded. And I'm praying that God would give every preacher wisdom as they continue to build the house of God where the Lord's put them. I pray that God would give us wisdom and you wisdom as we build the spiritual house that we have here for the Lord, that we would do it with wisdom and it would be established by understanding. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.